The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the lights of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus is not inviting us to be the light before others, so that the others see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. In one sense, that whatever you do, not for your own glory, for the glory of God. Ignatius, the founder of Jesuits, the motto is for the greater glory of God. So whatever we do is not for our own sake. Many times we are sad because we did good things and no one appreciates. Not even one word. Not even a gesture of thanks. That's how we now learn to do what Jesus would have done. Jesus on earth, not too many people give thanks to him. Jesus admire, not thanksgiving. So we, two things. First, be always thankful for what we had. Thankful to the Lord and for your companions. Many times they might not give you good shape, but thankful. Without them, you could be worse. We learn to be humble because your people putting you on the stand to learn to be humble. And also thankful for your existence, that God is inviting you in a situation to give glory, to give light to the world. Not for your own glory, for the greater glory of God.